Well, hello there.
Hi.
And welcome to a very special episode of Hot Comics. I'm Lysandra Vasquez.
And I'm Brandi Younger.
And you might, once you go to the next part of this episode, you're going to notice we're in a different location.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing.
It's kind of green.
It might be a green room.
From our show that we did with the amazing, this is why you're here. You're here to hear Zainab Johnson.
Zainab Johnson, you guys, it's a special episode. Get some like breaking news going up on the top, like boop, 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 boop.
We're so excited.
Enjoy
that she gave us her time. Yeah. Enjoy Zainab. Zainab Johnson, you just killed, you just murdered here at City Winery. We're so happy to have you.
Thank you
so much for being here.
Thank you. It really was a pleasure. I was looking forward to this show. And it did not disappoint.
I can't. I'm flip-clamped. I can't. I'm so happy.
They ate you up.
Yeah.
It was amazing to see.
They loved you. And like, I have to say, sometimes when we see comics, like when they're on a roll, we let them go. And you, like, if we could have given you more on.
You could have had.
And I'm not just like blowing hot air at you. Like if we could have given you more time, like I would have. But
yeah. 100%. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
How was it for you? What's your favorite part of the set tonight?
Oh, what was my favorite part of the set? I mean, I always like, I think I love my jokes, but I think that I always like love interacting with the audience because that's the thing that's different about every show.
Totally.
Like no audience is the same. Even if you do more than one show at the same venue in the same night, like the audience isn't the same, you know?
Yeah.
And so I always love when I'm speaking to something. I think my favorite part was when I asked about the guns and everybody was quiet. But then when I started talking about the guns, everybody was finishing my sentences. And I'm like, you know, it's just like human behavior. Like it really comes out in like comedy shows. Like it really does reveal itself.
Yeah,
for like the human condition.
Well,
you know,
it was very silent. And in a state like Georgia, you would assume.
I thought someone was going to bust a shot in the sky. And not necessarily Atlanta, but the state of Georgia. I just thought, you know.
I like to say I'm from Atlanta. That happens to
be in Georgia.
Yes. Yeah. And that's why I said it on stage. I was like, but these people are here for me.
Yes.
And I think that my audience does not necessarily attract that.
Just to say, your audience also sold out 303 tickets. Not to like be excited, but like
they sold out
before and had people on the wait list, and we were like, sorry.
That's wonderful.
Plan. Yeah.
People always say, this is what I will say for anybody that's listening to this, watching this. If a show is sold out, I still say show up at the door because it does not matter. Things come up in people's lives all the time. You have no idea how many people hit me and say, damn, I bought tickets to, and then my babysitter didn't show up, or me and my boyfriend got into a fight, whatever.
I had tickets to Kevin Hart in Nashville tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, and look at where I am.
Did you really?
I swear to God, I had tickets to Kevin Hart in Nashville and I had to sell them.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Because I prioritized Zainab Johnson.
Well, take that, Kevin.
Yay.
Yeah.
Zainab Johnson over Kevin Hart. That's my political stance. Well, man. Okay. So, but you flew here from Vancouver because you're filming Upload.
Yes.
How's that going? Is this third season?
Third season. Yeah, we're currently filming the third season. It's going great. Like, I mean, of course, no spoilers.
Yeah, obviously,
of course,
but
I
like,
can't say what the I think someone asked me, like an interviewer asked me, like, so can you tell us about the third season? And I'm like, whoever says anything about a show, the plot of a show before it airs. Anywho, we're filming it, and I love it. I truly, genuinely love working on that show.
Yeah.
It has caused me to cancel some of my gigs, but I didn't have to cancel this one.
Yeah.
But I remember when it was being booked. I think a Friday was requested.
Friday was originally requested, and then we had to move it to Saturday.
Yes.
And then you gave me a heart attack when your original flight got in at 5 p.m. today.
And it was supposed to thunderstorm. You should know that Georgia has weather.
We have a lot of weather, and I am a planner, and
we were like,
you gave us a little bit of a heart attack, but we tried to be cool. Ah! We tried to be so
and have
cool.
Faith.
No, I mean, yes, there is a world where
delays happen.
Where delays happen, cancellations happen, and so I understand that. But see, what I found out is you two ladies are a comedian. So yes, the crowd would have been disgruntled.
crowd would have had a moment because they were all here to see. They loved the, we had amazing openers.
Yes.
Carla
amazing
Jennings openers. And Mandel.
Yeah.
But like they came here to see you.
Yes. But before I got on the plane, because I know I'm cutting it close, but that's the reason why I asked for that. I told my agent, I was like, see if they can do a Saturday, because while I'm filming, it's much more likely to have to cancel a Thursday or Friday or a Sunday show. Because if I do a Sunday show, I can't get to, if I'm filming on Monday. So Saturday is the safest bet.
Safest day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And before I got on my flight this morning, which was at 6 a.m., I was like, just let everything go smoothly. And everything truly went. Yeah.
We could not be more, like, everything was aligned. I'm not, like, normally, like, we were so blessed, but we were so blessed today.
Absolutely. This is the first of many, right?
Yeah, this is the first of many shows here with these. Yeah. With, like, you were literally at the top of our list when we were deciding on who we wanted to have with these curated shows that we wanted to show up. Yeah. We were both like, Zainab.
Because we wanted 100%. We wanted somebody that we feel like fits, can draw a crowd on their own, but like also help, like fits Atlanta, like fits this Atlanta up and coming comedy scene where like we are here, like, and you kind
it's so funny. I sort of get a little bit of anxiety performing in the South.
You're a New Yorker.
I'm a New Yorker, but also the South has really strong church ties, like we're in a Bible belt.
Oh, 1,000%. You
know, and you see how many hijabi Muslims are in the audience. Yes. You know, like which I love that I bring out such like a diverse group of people. You know, like a diverse audience. Yeah. But I do get a little bit of anxiety whenever I have to travel to the South or perform in the South, because I'm like, you know, will they? You know, will, because I feel like it's a vibe, it's energy. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily like what you're saying, but it's like, are you saying it the same way that they would get it, you know? And that was great. This was like, I felt like we were all in sync.
It was an open room, and I feel like it was an honest room, which you noticed at the beginning, right? Like, you took a minute to crack them open, but then once they were open, like, you had the crowd with you. There was a girl in the front, I don't know if you saw her, she was in the front right hand corner, and literally she was crying and she snorted. Like, I was watching from the corner, she snorted and she like had her face buried in her sweater, and I was like, oh my God.
You know, up there, we can't even really see
that. That's the thing is that, like, people think that comedians can actually see you, but because of the lights, you cannot see.
I see, like, the first couple of, you know, and that's such a large room, which is really nice. But it's like, and I play very, you see, that's why it's so great when I don't know who came in here and told me that the mics were so like live.
Because
you know, there's times I deliver a punchline like in a whisper. I'll go, you know how like a lot of comedians, sometimes they project a lot because but I actually get
to play
quiet.
With volume.
And so I'm always concerned, like, whenever I see an audience go like this, I'm like, I got them right where I want them.
Oh my God. Can you please tell? So what about when, cause she told us this earlier, but I would like for you to tell the audience about your mom coming in. Like when people, you know, come and see you in a show and they sit up front.
So my my friends from middle school actually came to the show, and she texted me and she was like, hey, we're going to be sitting front and center. And I'm like, but tonight, for some reason, they didn't distract me. Like, I saw right when I locked eyes with them, for some reason, but it's probably because we haven't seen each other since like middle school.
100%.
You know? But I do think, just for people to know, if you're like close friends, family, all of that, do not sit right in the front. We don't want to look at your face when we're performing. We want to see strangers, because we are about to reveal comedy stands up for the most part, especially like really good. I'm telling you about my life. I'm telling you my thoughts. I'm giving you all the intimate details of like my psyche.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't need you sitting there looking like, I ain't know my sister thought like that. Or is she talking about me? Like, we don't need that. Right. So my mom came to a show, and at this particular show, I was doing a lot of material about my mom, because, you know, my mom had 13 kids. And so that's something to talk about. Yeah, that's something to talk about. So after I do like maybe 20, 25 minutes on just like my mom and my family and how incredible my, like, I'm making fun of her, but it's all wrapped up in like, totally. She's incredible.
Honor, right?
And so at the end, the audience is just like loving it, eating it up. And so at the very, you know, end of that 25 minutes, I'm like, she's actually here. She's right in the back. So the audience loving what they just heard and wanting to see the woman that is responsible for me and birthed 13 kids, the entire room turns around to like see my mom, right? They go like this. My mom also goes... Where's your mother?
I don't know where she is.
Well,
is she?
Who, me?
I was laughing.
Such a boss
so
move.
Hard. And I'm just like, that's so funny.
Where are you in the lineup of the children?
I'm fifth from the top.
Okay.
Yeah.
My mom's one of 18 technically, but one of 12 from her mom and dad. Yeah, that's a big.
Oh, wow.
But that was back in the day. Yeah. That's in the 50s. This is more contemporary.
No, this is 80s, 90s, 2000s.
This is contemporary.
Yeah. But the hottest tip from the hottest comic, don't sit in the front row.
Yeah.
Yes.
Don't sit in the front row.
Don't sit in the front row if like you're a huge fan.
Sure.
Sit in the front row if you want to be a part of the show.
If you've held your hair back at some point. Sure, but like if you've like, I don't know, held your hair back when you're throwing up or something, or like have some intimate bond with the comic, don't sit in the front row.
Just don't.
Give it a beat.
Yeah. Yeah. And we know, we get it. Like, I think their friends and family, they love you so much.
Sure.
They just want a front seat to like, it's almost like, y'all love this person, but like, this is my person, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I get that. I understand that. That's wonderful. But I think that there's also something beautiful in watching like a fly on a wall.
Yeah.
This person that you love have an effect over all of these other. I think it's a better experience.
Yeah.
And so if you want a better experience, you get to watch not just the person you love, but you get to watch the whole audience watch them.
So you flew in here at 6 a.m.
My flight
started
was at
the
6.
Started at 6 a.m.
PST. Pacific time,
yeah,
right?
Pacific time, yes.
So anything.
So that means it was 9 a.m.
Oh, it's 9 a.m. our time.
Yeah. So I flew internationally. I had to connect in Seattle.
Oh.
And then, yeah.
Because Vancouver.
I did not realize that. I didn't realize you connected.
That's what makes it take long. If I was flying from L.A., I would have got on a red eye last night.
Yeah.
But Vancouver is different.
You got done filming last night?
Yeah, I got offset last night.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Man, I do love Upload.
Thank you so much. Well, so when I did shows in D.C., I was booked to get on a red-eye flight 12:15 a.m. to get to the Friday show.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't wrap until 2 o'clock in the morning. And so I got on a 5:30 a.m. flight that took me into Baltimore. So when I tell you, you were worried.
Yeah,
I went from the airplane to a train.
My anxiety is like rising.
And got inside and walked right on stage. At least with you, I had time to check into the hotel.
Yeah, you chilled.
We chilled.
Yeah. We chilled. We had like, a minute. You got a mic up. We had things to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I just ask a nerdy question? Are you shooting in front of a lot of green screen? Because your particular role is not, you know, like your role in the show is not in the world. It's like, do you shoot with mostly people? Or do you shoot in front of a lot of green screen?
No, I shoot with mostly people because there's like sets built. So Lakeview, because I know you're saying Alicia exists in real life and she exists as an angel in Lakeview. And so that entire set is built.
Yeah.
Yeah. The entire... Wow. It's like on it. So we shoot in Vancouver, and so it's a single camera show. So we go on location for a lot of things. But the staples that you see, like Horizon's bullpen,
like when you angel in, you're actually physically there.
I'm physically there. So this is how they do it.
Okay.
This is how they do it. I always have to, like, if let's say we're in a scene together and I'm supposed to leave the scene,
and you're like, oh my gosh, you're my angel.
Yeah. Right. It's like the camera will keep going, and then they'll pause. And then I step in.
Okay.
And then we resume the scene.
Cute.
And then if I'm going to disappear out, then it's like whatever happens. And then you have to give me time to disappear out. And then I just walk away. But I'll just leave the frame of the camera. But
the scene continues.
Yeah. You have to continue. Like I'm not doing what I'm doing. You have to continue. Like I've disappeared instantly, you know? And then how they make that work.
That's good for the actors too. Yeah.
It's hard. It's like, it's so, and then how they make it work is then they take the, the
space,
the space, and they just capture it empty, yeah, so that they can, you know, you can do so much
editing magic. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Love that. Love yeah. it. Yeah.
Well, do you have, if you were to say, because we are hot comics, all yeah. you know, that's
the pop. When you guys say hot comics, you mean like hot, like you're like attractive?
Well, mm-hmm. you are very beautiful. You're stunning. Thank you. However, the point of the hot comics is like the hottest comics on the scene
yeah.
that are okay. making a splash, that okay. are that are touring, that are making moves that maybe people don't necessarily know yet
yeah.
and that's what we're because we're out here as stand-up comics and we yeah. get to see people all the
yeah.
time
yeah.
and sometimes people don't have access
yeah. access time or energy to come and see comics that they want to see yeah. and it's, we want to help
bring people,
audience members yeah. discover newer hotter comics yeah. that like once they see them I don't know doing their full HBO special yeah. or doing like something huge that they're like we actually were able to see them even though we don't have the ability to go to a comedy yeah. club
to go see because yeah. you know yeah. it's, sometimes it's yeah. at a bar
but
somewhere
I mean it
else.
Could work that way too it could have multiple meanings
yeah. oh
right?
No it, no, no I mean yeah, come on
sure. many <offenders. laughs>
they were being humble at
we first. don't get Botox or nothing
I didn't rent this outfit for nothing
like we know it's fine we try to be humble
humble and blessed
if you were to give like a hot tip from a hot comic okay. because you are
yeah
you I mean mm. you're on a stage right
fucking
now
hot and fucking hot
you're headlining at JFL you have yeah. you're on a show
you're doing fucking things.
Is there anything that you would get any kind of a word of wisdom that you would give to a comedian or somebody that's performing or in
I
life
mean, just or just in life honestly in life. Because like we want to you know or in life just a hot tip from a hot comic
yeah
I think that like what I've learned and I think that I've learned this through comedy but and through the business of comedy but I think this definitely applies in all aspects of life you got to show up how you want to be treated
mm-hmm. yeah.
and you have to like you kind of have to show up for yourself
yeah.
and by that I mean in no business will you be rewarded for your lateness.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in this business, the reason why I've learned it through, you know, doing comedy mm-hmm. is because this can seem like a very fun party.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All the time. It seems so social.
Totally.
But it's a lot of hard work.
A lot of hours.
It's a lot of, you know, my comedy in particular is very much me. That means I'm constantly taking a look at myself, how I process, how I interpret, how I feel, and that's like, I don't want to say it's therapy, but it really is introspection all the mm-hmm. time, you know? And I don't think when I get on stage, I'm going to touch people. I'm going to resonate in different ways with people. But at the end of it, it should still feel good and like mm-hmm. fun. And when things can feel good and fun, you can forget that there's a certain level of professionalism that needs to
yeah.
happen. There's a way that you have to show up for yourself in the world to be successful.
1,000%.
And I say, just make sure you show up in the way that you want people to receive you.
Amen.
You heard it here first. Hottest tip from the hottest comic. Comedy is very raw.
I have a tip for comedians specifically,
yeah, okay,
though,
perfect.
Which I feel
yeah.
like I really do perfect. Need to say.
Yeah.
Nobody ever, like sometimes people won't tell comics this, like young yeah. comics this, because sometimes you don't want a young comic to become a good comic, because to become a good comic, you might feel like it pushes you mm-hmm. out, right? But what I feel like young comics do all the time is bullshit. Whether it's a nervous thing or whether it's you get a guest spot,
mm-hmm.
you do your hottest five.
Mm-hmm.
You yes. do a guest yeah. spot, you don't do crowd work on a guest spot mm-hmm. unless that's all you do. If that's
yeah. your
if
thing.
That's your act,
1,000%.
You know, like if you're Big J Okerson, which is like, it seems like he's all crowd, you know, it mm-hmm. seems like yeah. he's all crowd
right.
work. Then,
yeah.
but you don't do crowd work. You don't bullshit when you, every single thing that I have achieved in the world of entertainment, it's been because somebody saw me on stage.
Yep. Yeah.
And they've seen me in the moments where I don't think anyone is watching.
Yep.
But in the moments where I don't think anyone's watching, I still show up
as your full self,
as my full self. Mm-hmm. I'm not like bullshitting. I'm not mm-hmm. like this show doesn't matter, because that's the very show where the person is in the corner.
Yeah.
Just watching you, ready to change your life or not. So, and I think that people just don't tell younger, even yeah. I don't do it sometimes when I travel to cities and like a local comedian, they come and do a guest spot and they drunk and did it. And it's like,
yeah,
I just don't say, you know, yeah. Now, I'm not having a conversation with you about alcoholism, but this is work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You okay. want this to be your full-time job?
Show up.
You have to mm-hmm. treat it like yeah. work.
In for that, I feel like it's something that young, yeah, something that young comics battle with sometimes is that you get bored.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's
with repeating your
with bit. Repeating yeah. your yeah. bits. And I think it's just, it's hard to remember that of yeah. realizing like, yes, it might be boring to, it's not, it's still always relevant, but yeah. the continuous repeating it over and over again, you forget because you want to keep listen, going.
Yeah, you yeah. do want to keep going. But listen, imagine how it feels to run an hour.
Oh.
50 times just for a taping.
Yeah.
I started at like the Comedy Store this one night that was like a black night. Mm-hmm. They did it once a week. It was originally like Amazon has the Fat Tuesdays documentary. So this was like probably the latest, like this is after Fat Tuesdays, the most recent iteration of it that mm-hmm. somebody took, you know, and kept in. So it's this big black night mm-hmm. once a week. And when I started doing comedy, it was hosted by Chris Spencer. And when I started doing comedy, I would host the pre-show. And so I had my 5 minutes that I was slowly building. And I did that every single Tuesday for like a year. And finally, I get my opportunity. I had been begging the producer of the show. I'm like, I'm ready for a main spot. I'm ready for a main spot. I'm ready for a main spot. Finally, I get the main spot. I'm like second. I'll never forget this day because it was Gerard Carmichael first. Ooh! And then it was me. I'll never forget this day. Ah! And Gerard, he had his jokes on the pad. And at first he was bombing and he turned and then got a, you know, it went yeah. from like they was like, who is this kid? To like,
who is this kid?
Yeah, he's so fucking funny.
Yeah.
And then I'm thinking like, oh, this is going to be so easy for me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, he's already got them laughing. Da-da. If they made it through Gerard, oh, they're going to have a good time with me, right? But because I have been doing that 5 minutes for so long, not just that 5 minutes for so long, in front of what I believe to be the same audience.
Yeah.
Because I have been doing that show every week. Mm-hmm. I get mm-hmm. up there and try out my new 10.
I get it.
Bombed.
Oof.
Yeah.
Like, but bombed. Like bombed. Number one, I bombed. They lit me early.
Oh.
I was supposed to do like 10 or 12. They lit me at like 7 or 8. So they lit me early. When I got a, you know, like when you're doing comedy and your friends.
Yeah.
Even my friends were like.
That is.
They're like.
Yes. I went and sat in the audience like, oh, it's no big deal. You know, I'll just enjoy the rest of the show. The producer of the show, he was like, hey. So he was like, you know, you could get out of here. And I said, oh, no, I'm fine. I'm going to watch the rest of the show. He was like, please. No, but you could also get out of here. Like,
oh, my God.
And I was like, oh, yeah, I guess, like, you should not stay around after a bomb. You know, like, you should, even when I bombed so bad, right, and this is the worst time to bomb because, you know how, like, I was like, okay, thank you, everybody. I'm Zainab. And then I put the mic down, and Chris Spencer was nowhere to be found because he thought that I was going to be up there for 12 minutes. Mm-hmm. No. So at 7 or 8 minutes, he was nowhere to be found. So not only did I bomb, then I put the mic away. I called for the host. The host was no. So I'm just standing there. Like, it ain't like today's show where they're like, we could take more. Give us more. We here. We'll stay as long as you let us. Yeah. No.
Oh,
it was bad. And then I said, my friend. He said, who's a comedian? Naeem Lin, I'll never forget this. He was like, what happened? And I said, I've been doing the same 5 minutes. Like, I felt like this crowd saw me. Like, you know, I needed to do new material. He said, how long you been doing that? I was like, a year. He was like, you run your hottest five for 5 years. He said, and I get like you try, yeah, but that's what open mics are for.
Yeah.
You try your new shit at open mics.
That's what open mics are for. Yes.
You know, now you do get to a status where, you know, now I know how to do new material in a showcase set.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying?
But because how long have you been doing it?
Yeah, and I also know I got all of this fire material to come back to if this new stuff does not work. If it doesn't hit,
yeah.
You know, like, people will sit and listen to Dave Chappelle, Kevin Hart, Wanda Sykes. They'll listen to them do workout, beat, you know what I'm saying? They'll listen to them in the lab. Because you have the
trust.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But as a new comic, you are always showcasing. That's the short version of it. You are always showcasing.
You heard it.
Girl. Hot tip from a hot comic.
The hottest tip from the hottest comic.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Zainab, you're the best.
Fucking gem. We love you so much.
Thank you so much.
All right, guys. We love you. We love you. We love you.
Zainab Johnson.
Follow her. Do all the things. We love you guys. Bye.
Watch Upload. Bye.
That was wonderful. Thank you.
Y'all. How much do you love her?
She's the best.
She's the best.
Honestly, a delight. She had just gotten off the flight.
Yeah.
Got changed in her hotel. Got put those beautiful pants on.
Oh my God, the pants. And she's just flawed. Like, she just has this like angelic look that she just, and so calming and gracious and humble. Go watch her. Go watch the TV show.
Upload.
Upload.
Is great. It, 2 seasons are up right now. They're shooting the third, so you can binge it. Yeah. It's great.
It's incredible. And you can check out all of her stand up. We'll also have some clips
Amazon
for
Prime
you.
Is what it's on, so you don't have to look it up. It's the Amazon.
Oh,
Prime.
No.
No, you're right. We're talking about different things. I'm talking to you. Just letting you know, you can binge the show. You're doing great.
We're very tired after last
night.
No,
we're fine. We're great. We're good. You know, we're energized because we love Zainab so much.
And that's it.
And that's pretty much it. We have merch available. Follow Zainab.
If you're in the Atlanta area, also just like stay in touch on all of our socials because we are going to be running more shows with the likes of comics, kind of like Zainab.
So just give us a follow on Instagram at Hot Comics Pod, and then just follow us there, and we will
have more coming.
Have more coming. Thank you so much for watching. If you're here because of Zainab, welcome.
Yeah. Or if you're just here because you just love us, thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah. All right. Love you.
I'm Lucinda Vasquez,
and I'm Brandi Younger.
Bye.
Bye.
See you next time.